And welcome back to Mugs in the Morning here on Husker Radio's KODY, 1240 AM and 106.1 FM. As always, Mugs in the Morning presented to you by Shelter Insurance Agents Pete Foltz, Brent Rogo, and Bo Witt. For home, life, auto insurance, and more, call the Shelter Guys of North Platte. Welcome in Barb Baldridge and Coach Kevin Wood joining us here to talk a little bit about North Platte Pickleball. Guys, thanks for taking time for us.
You bet. Glad to be here.
Glad to have you in the studio, and it's always a little dangerous when the high school math teacher comes into the studio, I'd say, Barb, don't you?
Yes. I hear that you do have a history with Coach Wood.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know that. I've made fun of him a few times on the air when you've been in here.
Yes, and that's why we brought him today.
So I could do it in person?
Yes.
Well, you heard about it, Coach Wood. I think you listen to the program when you can.
I sure do.
But I was joking. I could tell that was you in the front row at the city council meeting. I thought, go hard or go home, and I said, what is Coach Wood doing at city council? And then, surely enough, my question was answered just a few minutes later when you got up and spoke about pickleball.
Oh, yeah.
And I think you said it perfectly, too, and I think you'd agree, too, Barb, that Coach Wood got up and said that he'd like to play pickleball with everybody in that room there because everybody in the room was more than capable.
And that's why we are now inviting you all out for our inaugural Nebraska Land Days Cowboy Pickleball Tournament at our newly finished pickleball courts at Memorial Park. Actually, we just got them done a week ago Tuesday, and we're having a big event.
Now, Coach Wood, can you tell us about the pickleball court itself? For folks that maybe haven't seen it before, can you give us a good visual representation of what it might look like?
Well, a pickleball court is about the third of the size of a volleyball court. It's got a net about the height of a tennis net, and the game itself is, some people would say it's a little bit like ping pong, a little bit like tennis. For me, it's mostly like bullfighting or being in a barrel. It's more like that.
Coach Wood was listening to our interview just a minute ago, I think. It's a lot of fun, and pickleball is really becoming a big sport throughout the country, and it's really catching on quite a bit. I'd say in the past year, it's got a lot of steam in the area, Barb.
Yes, it has increased 22% during the pandemic, and over the last 5 years, it's grown by 600%. So it's the most fun you can have. I like to say that pickleball is ping pong on steroids.
I love that description.
So come on out and join us. Would love to have you for the big grand opening. And ribbon cutting is a week from today.
Awesome.
At 9 o'clock at Memorial Park. Come early because parking will be at a minimum.
Mm-hmm.
The North Platte Farmers Market will be there. We'll try to have shuttle parking. I do believe we'll be at pickup at Gary's. But right at 9 o'clock, we will start with the national anthem. And Governor Ricketts will be on hand. He is playing in our opening event, celebration, sudden death, celebrity pickleball event. Mayor Kelleher will be playing with Mona Anderson against former Dwight Livingston and Governor Ricketts.
And Coach Wood, if you were a betting man, who are you putting money on in that matchup?
Well, I think the mayor is actually pretty strong player, but I've never seen the governor play, but we'll find out.
We're going to find out. And Mayor Livingston, big advocate for North Platte pickleball, and a very experienced pickleball player himself, as you were alluding to a minute ago, Coach Wood.
Oh, yeah, he's quite a pickleball player. When he started, he loved it, and he's like a lot of people that I know. Just play once, and you love it.
You don't want to be on the other side of the court from him too often, is what you're telling me?
He's pretty tough.
Actually, we met North Platte Pickleball and the North Platte Tennis Association, tennis coaches, and parents in the community went and met with Dwight Livingston 1 year ago, June 23rd, to get the support of the city to start working on the KODY Park tennis court rebuild project.
Okay.
But to begin with, we wanted to bring pickleball to North Platte, so we started with our little hand-painted basketball courts at Memorial Park. The city was kind enough to put additional concrete, and we were able to come together with the city engineer and come up with a plan, and now we have four beautiful pickleball courts that are facing the direct, north and south instead of into the sun, and now we have permanent nets And all you really need are the paddles and balls. And we actually have community nights and days that we offer complete instruction and all the equipment.
Now, Coach Wood, I know that you're a big pickleball enthusiast, as we mentioned a few minutes ago. You've played some courts throughout the state. How does our new one compare with some of the others that you've seen?
Well, I really enjoy playing at Peterson Park in Lincoln. I also have played in Kearney a few times, and they both have wonderful facilities. And what we have here in North Platte, thanks to the city government that I've worked with, has really put together a nice facility, and I think it's going to continue to get better.
So it's right up there with your other favorites in the state that are even in the capital city and in the Tri-Cities.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Wow, that says quite a bit, I think. Mm-hmm. That says quite a bit.
Well, with the help of when we met with the new administration, mm-hmm. We had Dwight Livingston and the new city administrator, Matt Kibben, started the ball rolling, and then our project was put on hold between the mayoral election.
Sure.
So we had the help from Dwight Livingston, and then our new mayor, Brandon Kelleher, took the ball and has run with it with us. And so we've had the support of both the former mayor and the present mayor, so that's why we're bringing together the Mayor's Cup. And we're just thankful for our community for supporting this.
Now, Barb, can you tell us about some of the other celebrity matchups we have on the agenda?
We can. We have Samantha Geisler that we all know
North
and
Platte
love.
Sports Commission,
Area sports specialist, no one finer than Samantha, is playing with Justin Thompson,
okay.
A KNOP-TV
sports
reporter.
He's been a big enthusiast recently.
Oh,
He's very good.
Uh-oh.
He is very good. That's a dream team. And then we have Tad Hanneborg with the DNN Event Center, who gave us a home over the winter, and we've been able to grow pickleball.
Good community member.
Thanks to DNN Event Center, and had no idea how many sports and youth that DNN gives the opportunities to. Wonderful community service that Tad provides. And his partner's Brad Garrick with the city council.
Dangerous combination.
Yes, and then we have local golf phenom Bailey Steele playing with Barrett Clem, Mindy Borges, and Heather Williams from Equitable Bank, and none other than Pete Vols and Scott Carlson.
And have you seen Scott play, Coach Wood?
I think I've got a coaching session going on with him later today.
You're available for hire?
Oh, but
yes.
Anytime, anywhere.
Yes.
Now, Barb's been trying to get me on the court, and I've had that in the back of my mind. I think, if Coach Wood can teach me fractions, he might be able to teach me pickleball. Just maybe. Not that the fractions was easy for you. I made you earn your pay on that one, but.
Well, we're going to make it really easy. We even have line judges. We have scores to be able to help them stay in the right position.
Okay.
And I also have my district ambassador, USA Pickleball Ambassador from Lincoln, who is coming and will be the official referee.
Awesome.
So, and then North Platte Pickleball has partnered with the Sunrise Rotary.
Uh-huh.
And they will be on hand to help us run the tournament. And Kevin is the tournament director, so maybe he can address kind of the format that we're going to have for the Mayor's Cup.
Yeah, let's go, Coach.
Well, with the Mayor's Cup, we're going to have eight teams, and they're going to play one game to 11, I think win by one.
Mm-hmm.
And then what we do with the winners and the losers, we're still working on that a little bit.
And we have to thank Great Plains Health as our sponsors for
awesome.
Our medals. We will have medal stands and pictures taken. And awards given out for the Mayor's Cup. We'll also have the chamber there for the ribbon cutting ceremony. And then we will begin the women's doubles on Thursday, right after the ribbon cutting. And then on Friday, we have men's singles and men's doubles. Not many people play men's singles, but Coach Wood is pretty salty, and it's growing. And then on Saturday, we will conclude with the mixed doubles format.
Awesome.
So we'll have plenty of vendors, and Great Plains Health is our sponsor. They will have the sports therapy trailer on hand for those with injuries.
Sure.
So we hope that's limited.
Mm-hmm.
But
there again, sorry.
Yes, North Platte Pickleball does have a wellness program.
Good.
We do, we like to say, get off the couch, get on the court, pick up a paddle, and get out and play.
Good exercise.
And just please come on by. We're having an event tonight, a little round robin mini tournament event tonight at 6
fun.
O'clock.
Okay.
And for those that are line judges like yourself, mm-hmm. you should come over and maybe... Maybe see what it's like.
I might have time to stop by
during
before
battle.
The rodeo.
You have really nothing else going on during Nebraska Land Day.
I would agree with you any other 2 weeks out of the year. Barb, we do need to wrap up. Is there anything that you or Coach Wood want to add this morning?
Pickleball is so much fun. I would encourage everyone to say, what the heck is it? Give it a try. I really enjoy it, and I love teaching people how to play pickleball, and it's just so much fun.
And it's good exercise, too. Get you out in the sun, too. Get you moving.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a fun sport.
But you do forget that you are exercising, but you really do have to stay in shape. And we do have to have a shout-out to Dwight Livingston. He had a hip replacement on March 6th.
Oh, my.
And he was back on the pickleball court in a month and 1 week.
That's probably what he brought up to his surgeons is, okay, we can do the hip surgery, but I need a timeline on when I'm going to be able to get back on the pickleball court.
Right. We've had to slow him down a little bit. So make sure that...
somebody has to do it.
Yes. So.
Thank you guys so much for taking time for us. Appreciate the work you do for the community here as pickleball continues to pick up here in the city of North Platte.
Thank you, Tristan.
Thank you.
We'll see you guys next Thursday. More coming up on Mugs in the Morning after a quick news break on KODY.